13 million American preschoolers are in child care. The quality of care they receive varies widely. Unlike many other industrial countries, the United States has no national child care system. Change may be on the way. A bill before Congress would establish some federal standards for child care centers that receive government funding. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Catherine Barron reports.
It's that time of year again at Our Future Tots Learning Center, a daycare center located in a small strip mall in the San Francisco Bay Area suburb of San Leandro. Dana Collier, an analyst from the State Department of Social Services, has arrived to conduct an annual surprise inspection. Center director Regina Garcia shows her around.
And how often are you disinfecting your cots?
We do it at least twice to three times a month.
Okay.
Collier looks for safety hazards. She counts the student-teacher ratio in each room and checks the teacher's credentials. In the end, the only problem she finds is a missing sandbox cover.
So as a result of this visit, there are no deficiencies cited.
Perfect. That's what I want to hear. You work hard at that.
Unless someone files a complaint, Our Future Tots won't hear from the state for another year. At California's more numerous family daycare centers, which are operated out of people's homes, these visits occur only once every 3 years. And that's just the situation in California. It's different in each state because child care is a state-regulated service. Helen Blank with the Children's Defense Fund says that has created a hodgepodge of standards.
I would say that the current state of child care standards is abysmal. It's a very catch-can situation. It depends on the state you live in.
In California, for instance, teachers in daycare centers need college-level training. In 29 states, just being over 18, in good health, and not being an ex-con is enough. Student-teacher ratios vary just as widely. Helen Blank calls the discrepancy an outrage.
I think we actually regulate the meat we eat, the people who cut our hair, the restaurants we eat in, more than we regulate the child care.
Blank says the federal government is loath to step in because child care has historically been seen as a private family matter. Now the Children's Defense Fund hopes to change that attitude with its support of a far-reaching congressional bill known as the Act to Leave No Child Behind. It would raise the bar on teacher training, boost salaries, increase federal subsidies to provide care for nearly 8 million more children, and set minimum health and safety standards for centers accepting those federal funds. The bill has support from about 70 members of the House and Senate, all Democrats. The main sponsor is California Congressman George Miller, who has spent much of his quarter century on Capitol Hill leading an admittedly uphill crusade for better child care.
All the political speeches have references to healthy children and our love of children, but when it comes to child care, effectively the federal government is really almost abandoned the field.
But efforts to enact even minimal federal standards have been tried and failed before. The most notable was in 1971, when President Richard Nixon vetoed legislation that would have created a federally funded child care system.
Nixon went a little bit far when he vetoed it. He called it the Sovietization of American child care.
Ron Haskins is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says while Nixon's argument may have been overstated, his philosophy on child care was on target.
And its purpose is not so much to help children develop as it is to make sure that kids have a clean, well-lighted place in which to stay while their mothers work.
Congressman Miller counters that one only has to look at the success of the government-run military child care system to see that regulations boost quality. He says child care and children's early development are still reeling from the effects of Nixon's philosophy.
This is sort of like General Motors saying, well, we'll accept a lot of defective transmissions, but we'll fix them later. No, they expect those transmissions to be in good working order when they hit the factory gate. We should expect that our children are school ready, that they're working up to their potential, and that they've had an opportunity at healthy development.
The last time there was anything close to Miller's vision was during World War II, when American women entered the workforce en masse as part of the war effort, and the government felt a moral imperative to provide quality care for their children. that federal sense of urgency no longer exists, even though since the end of the war, there's been a 500% increase in the number of married women with young children who are working or looking for work. And that's created another problem.
I got 16. Wow, 16 dinosaurs. That's a lot, Mikey.
Our future TOTS, the Bay Area Center, has more than 100 families on its waiting list. Yet the solution is not as simple as opening up more centers, because there just aren't enough teachers to staff them. With salaries averaging just over $15,000 a year, the turnover rate is as high as 50% in places. Child care advocates like Betty Cohen say this is at the root of the problem.
You can be licensed, you can be accredited, and you can still be bad. And that's the thing that's upsetting to me.
Cohen is director of Bananas, a child care referral agency in Oakland, California. She says, at its core, child care is all about human relationships, not standards or regulations. And that's something that can't be legislated in Washington, D.C.
This isn't just like, let's just put child care in a little box and regulate it and make these health and safety standards, and it will make things better. Because it has to be everybody believing that this is what we want for children.
Cohen says that's where the federal government could truly have an impact, by using its inherent moral authority to make quality child care a national value. And that's what she likes about Congressman Miller's bill. If nothing else, at least it will get people talking about the issue. Miller himself acknowledges that may be the best he can hope for right now. The child care provisions of his bill aren't expected to come up in Congress before next year. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Barron in San Francisco.